You're listening to the Abounding Faith for Today podcast. Inspiration for you as you walk by abounding faith, hope, and love, and live your God-given dreams.
Welcome to episode 53 of the Abounding Faith for Today podcast. I'm your host, Nancy Gavilanes, and I'm so happy that you could join me today. I have so much news to share with you. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm so thrilled and honored that it's almost time for my devotional articles to start appearing in Our Daily Bread Ministries' main devotional. Praise God! Will you rejoice with me? My very first devotional articles will be appearing this month, this May, and if you stay tuned just a little longer, I will let you know the exact dates that you can find my devotional articles. In case you're not familiar with Our Daily Bread Ministries, it's making such a global impact. In 58 languages, 150 countries, 32 offices worldwide. It's amazing. What a blessing and honor it was just a few weeks ago to share a devotional message and pray with Our Daily Bread Ministries' Global Prayer Shield. The devotional I shared was translated into 5 languages, Filipino, Mandarin, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish. And there were staff members from all around the globe, including Argentina, Brazil, Germany, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, and USA. Jesus surely loves the nations. So does Our Daily Bread, and so do I. After years of praying and preparing, I'm thrilled and honored that my very first devotional is appearing on Mother's Day, this May 12th. What a blessing it is for me to get to honor my mom in my very first devotional entry. Only God could orchestrate that. An early happy Mother's Day to everyone and to my mom. Love you. God bless you. And thank you for all your prayers and support and love throughout all the years. You can check out a short video that I made about this special occasion. I will share the link in the show notes. And I'm excited that my second devotional article is appearing on May 28. So May 12 and May 28, mark those in your calendar, and please be on the lookout for my devotional articles. Back during my journalism days when I was writing for a major international newspaper and a national women's magazine, I had no idea that God would one day call me to write about Him. This writing breakthrough certainly didn't happen overnight. You may recall I won Our Daily Bread's online writing contest for readers back in 2014. 10 years later, my articles are finally being published in their main devotional that's translated into more than 55 languages around the world. How exciting! While waiting for this writing breakthrough, I've written for Our Daily Bread Ministries' Voices Collection. 2 of my devotional entries were included in their Rhythms of Rest book back in 2021. And I've written for special edition devotionals for Black History Month and Hispanic Heritage Month. I've also written for Our Daily Bread Ministries Discovery Series website, and I've written for their marketing department. I'm so grateful that we've stayed connected over all the years, and I'm so thrilled and honored and excited about this new writing milestone. Thank you for staying on this faith and writing journey with me. There's many ways that you can access the Our Daily Bread devotional. You can order individual monthly or quarterly subscriptions or multiple copies or large print copies of the printed devotional at their website, odb.org. You can read or listen to the daily devotionals also at odb.org. You can read or listen to the daily devotionals on the Our Daily Bread app. And you can also find links to the devotional articles on Our Daily Bread Ministries' social media. So there's tons of ways that you can read the devotional, whether you get printed copies or you check it out online. I hope and pray my devotional articles will encourage and inspire you. If so, I'd love to hear your kind feedback on social media. You can check out Abounding Faith's social media to find updates on when my devotionals will be running each month. I may also share monthly updates about my upcoming devotional articles on my miraculouslovely.com blog or with Abounding Faith's email community. I hope you've signed up. If not, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Will you join me in praying for Our Daily Bread Ministries as they distribute more than 60 million resources in 150 countries? Those resources include books and podcasts and videos and so many other resources. I hope you'll check them out, and I hope you'll pray for them and me now that I'm one of their devotional authors. And on that note, let me pray for you as well. So Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for every single person listening, whether they're listening during the month of May 2024 or sometime in the future. You know them, visit them, draw near to them. I pray that they would feel your love and your presence and your delight in them. We ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope my podcast does encourage you. If so, please take a moment to subscribe and to leave a kind rating or review and tell your friends about the Abounding Faith for Today podcast. And definitely stay tuned because I have more news and updates to share with you. So until next time, God bless.
You've been listening to the Abounding Faith for Today podcast. For more encouragement on your faith journey, visit aboundingfaith.com. And follow Abounding Faith on social media.